I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Can I ask a weird question to both of you?
Please.
Hold on. Can I guess first? I want to guess this first. Do either of you turn on music when you're going to make sweet, sweet love? Don't tell me. Steve's a hard no.
Okay.
Because I think, yeah, you're like... lights off and blinds pulled and
door shut.
And t-shirt, oversized t-shirt on.
Sweatshirt.
Garfield sweatshirt. And then maybe turn on
a
movie.
Way too detailed. How do you know this?
I've known him long enough to know the things that he doesn't want exposed. And like
that was.
Yeah, that was a little too detailed.
Feels like you've been there.
But I don't. I wish. But I don't see you playing music, but I see Amber. I think you put on like some old school hip hop or something.
Nice.
Ooh.
Like I feel like you've got a gear like Soulja Boy comes on or something. I don't know. Okay, am I right or wrong? Where am I at?
Yeah.
Do listen to music when you're?
Uh-huh, I do.
Do you have like a specific playlist or just whatever?
No.
What's your go-to song? If you only have one song to do it to, which would it be?
I don't have like a go-to song. It's usually just like I have this playlist that is kind of chill and romantic, or I don't know. Yeah, you just put on a playlist and see where it takes you.
So when you're in a relationship, does the guy know about the playlist? Because here's the deal.
Ooh.
Like if I walked into the room and I'm like, wait. Is this the playlist? Like, would that be a sign?
No,
it's
not like an every time thing.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Just like maybe you put on music and that ends up happening. But I'm not like, hold on. Let me get my playlist out.
No. Skip.
Pause.
Yeah, no, okay.
Right.
Like,
she's scrolling through. Yeah.
I have to be like, I was in the middle of like a lovemaking thing and I had like Shuffle on my iPod going the time. And it was great. It was like, this is horrifying, but it was like Purple Rain stuff.
Oh, there was some romance.
There's just some
80s is a good
tempo.
Prince,
yeah, there's like low key and
era
whatever.
For that.
And then, God, this whole thing is just going to scream 80s. But then out of nowhere, it was Rock This Town from the Stray Cats. So you're like in this slow romantic, like ding, 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 we're both just like, oh my God, this is horrifying.
So you go to tempo.
Oh, well, sort of. You can't, how do you not? Are you telling me that like when you're in a store and there's a thumping song on, you're not walking?
You walk to the beat.
You do.
Yeah.
You do walk to the beat. Or if you got your headphones on.
100%.
Yeah.
So anyway, the reason we're talking about all this is there's a list of 20 love songs we should never hear again.
Oh, we hate
so these
love
are
songs.
These are bad songs. And
awful.
I'm going to
so
say
so many bad love songs
because we can't have relations. They don't.
I don't know. Some of them just got played so much. I
we
think that they're
them.
Just yeah. People hate them.
Okay.
And I don't have all 20 of them, but let me start at number 20 and see what you guys think. I hated this song when this radio station played this song like every 5 minutes.
Uh-oh.
I hated this song.
Okay.
And now I kind of want to make sweet love to it. Here we go.
Oh. Madly deep.
True. Oh, wait.
Madly.
Yeah, here we go. Truly, truly, madly, deeply.
Yes.
Anybody?
I never really hated this song.
Yeah, I don't really hate it.
Yeah, it was always
mad
okay.
At it.
So then, you're right. We played it a lot, but it was not bad.
Okay. How about this one?
I swear.
Oh, All for One.
I'm into it. I like this one.
Do you know what's my favorite part of when we play music on the station? Steve knows all. Like, he can... Like, I could play just the beginning of a song. He's like, oh, my God! I swear! All for One! It's like he's on a game show.
You're right. Two notes. I can do it in two notes.
Hold on. Let me find this one. There's another one this radio station played.
Into the Ground.
I'll just give you 1 second of it. Oh, my God! He's actually going to do it!
James
Blunt.
Can't stand it. Please never play it.
Y'all, beautiful!
Actually,
I don't like his voice anymore.
His voice voice is kind of weird.
You, his voice is what?
It is a little different. His voice is kind of different.
He's got like...
It's with another man.
With another man.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't like it.
That's a hard no. Let's see. Here's the next one. This is not even a love song.
Jewel.
Oh, yes, it is a love song.
You were meant for me.
Are you guys in a competition right now to see who says the name of the... Jewel! I got Jewel! Jewel for 20 bucks!
I always had her ready teeth for sex. I feel
surprised. Yeah, her mouth was weird.
Her little snaggle.
Yeah.
And she also, remember, she played, I don't want to say, she was not a very nice person. So.
Oh, there were some stories.
She has a crazy history. She's had a crazy life.
She has.
Didn't she date?
She lived in a van.
She lived out of her car for like years.
But she's with a rodeo dude, right? Or she was.
Yeah, one of the name guys, I thought.
One of the big, big name guys.
Yeah.
This is how bad our radio station is. We brought her to town. And had her play a concert.
Yeah.
Vertical Horizon opened up the concert. Then Jewel. Then Def Leppard.
Yeah. Quite the...
Yeah, the lineup's like, hey, if you like this band, you're going to hate the next one.
Right.
Weird. I don't even know what this one is.
Oh, this is old.
Okay, I'm going to fast forward.
Longer
than
I don't know what it is, but I hate it.
It's like it's Dan Fogelberg. It's like
this was a bird ever blue. Singer songwriter.
Yeah, this one can definitely go away. Yep. Let me see. We're about to get Amber back on board. Ready?
I like this song.
I thought you said yesterday or the other day you're infatuated with this dude. You were.
He said he's funny on Instagram.
I know you hate him.
Got that voice thing going again.
And then I know Slacker, you and him had a falling out, so I know why. But
he said song, macerate to me.
I know, but the song is.
I don't even know what macerate. Like when I interviewed him and he said the word macerate, I had to like pretend. I was like, oh, okay. And I had to go home and look it up.
That's why you're mad because he's smart. You're not as smart as John Mayer.
Jessica Simpson just came out that when she was dating him, she never felt smart enough. So maybe that's just a thing he does.
See,
it is. He wants to be intellectually superior to everybody.
You and Jessica Simpson, you have something that you can have the same emotion.
Or you're saying I'm down on her level?
No, do you know the difference between tuna?
I do! Chicken of the sea! I bet she Amber doesn't know this one.
Oh.
This is such a good song. I want to play the whole thing.
I don't know this one.
Big movie song. Sometimes I wonder. It kicks in. It's actually not bad.
I got to get to the chorus.
Yeah. Sometimes
everything's here it is.
Right. Here we go.
Everything's all right. When I see you smile.
Nothing?
Doesn't give me the feels.
I feel like, I'm going to say this. I would make love to every one of the songs we've had so far.
Actually,
Dan Fogelberg was a no for me. But everything else has been.
You couldn't keep up with that tempo.
I could. I need Rock This Town in here just to be like, bing, diddly, ding, diddly, ding. Let's see, a couple more here. This I don't understand at all. No way.
Oh, Crash Into Me.
What?
Women love this song.
This is a love song?
I don't see it as a love song, but.
It's a love song. Listen, Slacker, you gotta pay attention to the lyrics.
Okay, let's do it. He's like the original jam band. I could never go see him because it's like, hey, how long is this song gonna be? I don't know. 6-7 hours? It's like you go and he's like, oh, we're gonna put an extra sax solo in this one. Here's our bass player. He's like,
blah. You're right.
All right, I'm sorry. We gotta listen to the lyrics.
You got your ball, you got your chain.
Why do they all sound the same?
I don't. It's singer-songer. Like, he's James Blunt. He's like,
and John Mayer.
Oh, I skipped this one, but I'll come back to it here.
Yeah.
Me either.
Turn it off.
I'm with you. It's like...
Ditto.
I'm a little shocked that Amber's
me
not
too.
In.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it is a definite Yoni song. It's a definite female energy.
Right.
Sort of.
Unpopular opinion, I'm not a Celine Dion fan. And I know people hate me for saying that.
What?
I can't do it.
Okay, a couple more, and then we got to be done with this thing.
Oh, in the what? Something Love Tonight.
This just reminds me of the
of what?
The Lion King.
Oh, is that what it's from?
Yes.
That wasn't a romantic movie, was it?
No, I thought.
Yes.
Oh, he did the whole set. I thought he just did Circle of Life on that.
What part was romantic in The Lion King?
Or no, wait.
People hook up in The Lion King?
You know what my favorite thing is? We have just enough knowledge to be freaking dangerous. Because we're like, The Lion King, wait. Maybe not.
I don't know.
Here we go.
Oh, more than, dude, nice, more than words.
Oh, I like this one.
Extreme.
This is women like really like high up one, on the yeah. list yeah. of like worst love songs ever.
No, women love this.
This is a fantastic song.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
All right, nice. We all agreed.
Two more left, and I've lost one of them.
And also, guys should take that to heart.
What?
More than words. I want more than words.
Oh my God.
The hell is
Amber
this?
Gave it, made it agenda ish right there. So now I don't even want to play this game anymore.
Oh, Lady
come on,
Red.
Lady in Red.
Yeah. DeBarg? DeBerg? DeBarg?
Chris DeBerg.
That's right.
On Alice. Q. I don't know. Again, with the voice.
Right.
Last
every
one.
Love song.
Here we go. Come on! Neither one of you have this?
Oh, wait.
No New Year's Day.
Oh, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
This is the Delta.
Right, I can't believe you did that.
Neither of you won this particular game.
Wow. This one.
I suggest everybody, if you're making a love soundtrack for tonight, just make sure you have Rock This Town.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.